AB2HXS mobile listening.
KS. BA. KS, KN4BWA. K mobile.
KB2HXS mobile, what's up, Steve?
You had to get me a couple of hot dogs for under $20. I just paid $138 to fill up my pickup truck.
Is that wine?
No, I want to go shoot some freaking politicians.
I understand completely. I'm not having a fun time either.
Hot dogs ordered here.
Yep, sir.
Ford, you should have just heard that. Two hot dogs, no onions, with slaw, and a tea. $11.71.
You don't have to buy a hot dog at that price.
I should just cook them myself for free.
What? Well, what can you say? Just grin and bear it. Whatever.
Okay, to assist the... You've got to check the price now before you buy it. Oh, wait, I don't want that. Everything is going up.
Did you hear what I just told Dave about what I just paid to fill up my truck?
I'm in North Carolina, so I'm going over near Auden. I came through Auden yesterday, and the gas was $3.69 from the Ingalls store, and I have 20 cents off on it, so it's only going to be $3.49.
Go out today and check diesel prices. The cheapest I could find was $5.19 a gallon. And the damnable thing about it is that there is absolutely no justification for us to be paying this kind of prices.
Russia, it's Russia, Russia, Russia.
Oh, don't even try that. Oh, don't even try that for a skinny minute, bud. You need to read my tailgate.
I'm kidding. I'm just mimicking what is being said.
Come November, people are going to remember just how stupid they think we are.
Exactly what it is, but probably something. But politicians only do things for themselves.
Come November, they're going to realize just how stupid we think they think we are. We're going to vote a few of them out.
You need some new people in. The clubs I've been in, we phase people in and out. I live in a development, and they phase people. Some of these people have been in government for 40 years.
Hey, as long as you got career politicians, you'll never see term limits. We need term limits on all elected offices, not just the presidency.
The different positions I've held, new people bring new ideas. Old people say, why run water pipes when you can go to the stream and get water with a bucket?
Now, being a small business owner, I got to pass off everything that I got to pay for parts that are going up, bits and pieces and parts and freon that's going through the roof. I got to pass that off to my customers so I don't get hit with it.
Good old days when you bought stuff with just a signature. Then one day I went in and they said, you have a tax number? I said, no. Well, if you don't have a tax number, we have to charge you the tax on it. Get a tax number you can trust the customer. But for years it was great. Just go in and sign it, Joe Smith, and sell it. And who was that that bought that? Joe Smith? I don't know who that is.
When I invoice people, I don't itemize my invoices. Service call, boom, and that's what the cost is. I don't itemize anything.
It only has to be itemized if the customer requests it. A lot of people say, well, that's what you charge, you know. But in some cases, with the crooked people, you want it itemized. Say, what's this? Oh, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have put that on there.
Steve, over to you. You eating your hot dog yet?
This hot dog is eating it slowly.
Okay. I'm almost at my customer's house. Let me back out. KB2HXS Mobile, just about the destination. Gentlemen, have a good day.
Enjoy. I'm retired, coming up on 25 years. It's terrible not having to go to work, but I've gotten used to it.